Welcome to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group, bringing you interviews with Colorado's best real estate and mortgage professionals, empowering you to understand the current trends in the housing market so you can make the American dream your reality. Enjoy today's episode.
Well, it's a great day in Colorado, and welcome to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast. Today, we have with us Mark Jacobsma, who's a realtor at Live Sotheby's International Realty. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you, gentlemen. How are we?
Hey, doing awesome. Looking forward to learning from you, because it's always interesting when you talk to so many different people about the same topic, real estate, you know, that kind of thing. It's like learning from people's personal and professional experience, and it's a whole different story. So get us started with, what's your story? What's your, you know, entrepreneurial journey? How did you get into the real estate industry when you did?
Yeah, no, that's a great, great topic. I don't think I was, you know, graduated high school going, wow, I'm going to jump into real estate so yeah. I could, you know, be a therapist to everybody down walking down the street. But no, I got in. I got into real estate. I was a locomotive engineer for the railroad. I moved out from Northern California out here. You know, if somebody back in from my hometown said, you know, Mark Jacobson would be selling luxury real estate one day, I don't think those two things lined up. But here we are.
That's awesome.
So, you know, got into that and then really kind of pivoted into, you know, saw a niche in the railroading, and people weren't using the railroad. They were using trucks, and kind of went into a sales role and asked, hey, if I could, start doing more of that instead of operating the train. And they asked if I had a college degree, and I said no. And they said, well, you need a 4-year degree to do that. And I said, well, I don't have that. So that was the day I quit. And, you know, and so here we are.
Awesome. So you got into real estate, and then did you focus on any specific type of niche, or was it just, if you need to buy or sell, come see me, I'm your man. And then your kind of brand kind of developed over the years?
Yeah, no. You know, my first client was, who's now, gosh, referred me eight clients. My first one was a for sale by owner. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have really a network of people. You know, they say, like, call your friends and your family, and yeah, and those will be your first deals, right? And it's like, okay, yeah, you can do that. But the hardest rejection is having your friends and family tell you, no, we're not going to list with you because you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So I started searching for sale by owners. I drove by this property, and the gutter was hanging down and the grass hadn't been mowed. They were out of state. And I called this for sale by owner and said, hey, you know what? I think I know why your house isn't selling. And it's because the grass is overgrown and the gutter's hanging. They're like, Mark, you know what? Like, would you, you know, we have somebody for that. I was like, well, I can actually take care of it. I grew up handy, so I knew how to fix all that stuff. So I went home, I grabbed my lawnmower and my drills and fixed the gutter, mowed the yard, and sent him a photo and said, hey, I hope your house sells. And they said, thank you so much. Huh. Well, the next Monday, you know, they called and said, Mark, we're thinking about selling our listing with an agent. Would you be interested? I'm like, yeah.
Nah,
you
know, nah, I'm like, good. I'm good.
I'm like, I don't really know what to say because I never got this far.
Yeah, right. Where's my script? Let me flip to that page. Right.
I'm like, yeah, where is, you know, for sale by owner script page 7? You know, like, and it was just a random phone call. And so I literally had to say, I just said yes, right? And then that turned into the neighbors seeing me mowing the yard and hosting the open house. And then lo and behold, the neighbor next to him wanted to move. They hired me. And then the neighbor 3 doors up wanted to sell. So at one point I had 3 yard signs.
Half the cul-de-sac. That's
on,
awesome.
Yeah, on one street, I had three of my, and that's how literally I grew into real estate, was by one for sale by owner who has now referred me like eight. I think I've sold, I think seven or eight on that block now.
That's an awesome story.
And that's, I mean, yeah. Literally mowing somebody's grass and fixing their gutter has propelled my, you know, I didn't come from a real estate background. I didn't have any of that. So I didn't know what to do, you know, so that's how I did it.
Well, to talk, you know, you're with Liv Sotheby's and they have a strong brand. You are personally branding yourself with that story and all. Talk to us a little bit about your brand and how you help people, especially in that higher value home.
Sure. And, you know, Sotheby's is, you know, everybody always thinks Sotheby's with luxury, and it is. Why I hired on with when Sotheby's approached me to come work for their brokerage, it wasn't because I just had like the highest end listings. It was luxury to us is a service, not a price point. And that is how, when I identified with Sotheby's, it was because that was really my, I mean, for whatever reason, like I mowed people's grass and I got the listing. And then I started pivoting into like everybody who was going through a divorce seemed to want to call me. And I started helping people who were going through a divorce. And I started just really this service of being there for my clients and setting them up in the right way and going above and beyond. And when Sotheby's, because I too thought that was it, right? Gosh, I don't sell like multi-million dollar homes. Like, am I this? And they said, Mark, it's a service, not a price point. It's a service. And you are the brand. And I started learning about the brand. And I was like, okay, this is where I need to be. And I have not looked back.
I like how you said, Mark, it's luxury service, not necessarily luxury homes. Of course, you're going to be selling homes throughout the price spectrum, but that's awesome. Luxury service.
Yeah.
Well, and those price point homes probably no longer need gutters that need to be fixed, and you probably no longer go mow people's lawns. But let me tell you what I perceive from that. It's giving value, like you just said, above and beyond. But in business and marketing, there's another phrase called results in advance. You did that initial, you know, mowing the lawn and gutter. You gave results in advance. And now I'm sure that you can point to many, many things you're doing now that are similar to fixing this and mowing that, that are like above and beyond, giving value, giving results in advance that make your clients go, you know what? That other broker came in talking about this, but wow. Mark's now doing this, that sets you apart. That becomes a competitive advantage. And that becomes, like you said, your brand.
Sure. Yeah. And you know, like we have every algorithm in the world to measure, you know, stats and performance, but there's no algorithm to measure trust.
Right.
And that to me is really,
well, you know, I'll submit to you that there is an algorithm to measure trust. Referrals.
Okay. There you go. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's not an actual, you know, number, software algorithm. I agree with you there. But the pre-metric, one of the metrics that really validates trust is when one of your clients that have one of these higher end homes, or I'm an affluent seller or buyer, when I give your name to one of my friends, that is a huge level of trust, because if you don't treat them the right way, it blows back on them.
100%. Yeah. Whoever's giving the referral is taking the biggest risk.
Yeah.
You know, truly. And so you are 100% correct on that. I think where I was going with that is you don't get hired, you know, most of the time you're not getting hired upon, you know, your stats or anything like that. You're getting hired on, is this a good connection? And can we trust you with the sale of our home? Can we trust you with the biggest investment that most of us are going to make? Do we know that you're going to have our back? And if the answer is yes, you're going to get mostly time hired, you know, most of the time you're going to get hired. So, That's where I was kind of going with that.
100%. Yeah. And you know, brand and personal brand, it all ties into a concept called, you know, positioning. And much of positioning is what's already pre-baked into the mind of your market. So it's like your reputation that precedes you. It's the value you give. It's all of the referrals and the testimonials and the reviews. It's that whole vibe. It's not necessarily, oh, they've got a pretty website. I hope you do. And I hope you do, return phone calls and show up on time. Those are the bare bones minimum. But these days, isn't it true that many of your quote unquote competitors, other people in real estate, they might, I'll show up a little bit later. Oh, I'll call them back 2 days from now, or I'll email them, maybe you went and update them. But it doesn't take much these days to really stand out. But then when you do the things you're talking about, you're just above and beyond.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. No, you're spot on. And that's what I'm saying is like, I feel like anymore our day, the service is gone from just so many industries. You know, I mean, you go into the grocery store, and most of the time, 90% of the time you're checking out your own groceries and weighing your own bananas. Yeah. And I wasn't here to weigh bananas. I don't know what the weight of it is, but that's because like, the price hasn't changed, but the service has gone down. And yep. I am definitely one of those. It's like, I enjoy providing service because I want people to experience that because I enjoy it.
Yep. Huge. So let's talk a little bit about mindset. It makes me think about, when you work with affluent clients, is their mindset of how they approach their real estate needs any different than other buyers and sellers?
No, not. I mean, everybody, it's really just, when you think about sales, right? I always thought sales was just this hard pressure, right? And it's not. What you're doing is you're solving somebody's problem.
Yeah.
Right. And what is the issue? And you need to be the answer, or at least provide that answer. So whether it's a first-time home buyer who doesn't know how to get the correct documents over to the lender and you're guiding them that way, or whether it be a multi-million-dollar home where they're going through a divorce and it's making sure all the attorneys have everything in the correct way and you're listening in on this, it doesn't matter. You're at the end of the day, you are helping people solve their problems. And sometimes it's just being that listening ear too.
Yeah. Cause people are still, you hear about, B2B, like business to business, or B2C, business to consumer. In reality, isn't it H to H, human to human, just treat me right. Don't treat me like a number. And when you give those extra value and serve and all of the things you're mentioning, it doesn't matter if the house is worth a dollar or a billion. It's like, just treat me well.
Yeah, that's it. That is exactly it. I mean, I don't know how politically correct maybe we shouldn't. but it for me, I'm going to say you can cut it out if you need to. I don't know. But for me, it's, when I pass away, I want everybody at my funeral. I don't want to just serve a certain kind. I want to be able to say like, Mark saw humans for humans.
Yeah.
And I helped everybody, whether like, no matter who you were, whatever walk of life you were, when you called me, you got the same service, whether it be I was on a $300,000 listing appointment this morning. And whether it be that or a multi-million, like nobody deserves different service. Exactly. Yeah. Right. Like nobody deserves different service at the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, all these things we're talking about here, the cat's out of the bag and the secrets, to now your competitors here. This is just real life. And this is not groundbreaking news, but where the groundbreaking comes in is that you're actually doing it and that people feel it when you are interacting with them that way. And I'm sure we can think of all kinds of stories about that $300,000 listing that turned into a $3 million listing because his uncle or her grandfather had the $3 million listing. You treated that person very well and fairly, and you were rewarded with that introduction slash referral to a higher value one or not. But the point is, you just treat this person well, you do the deal, and you see where it goes.
Absolutely. And forget about the money. You know, like, don't even think. I mean, most of the time, I don't even know what I'm making because I don't actually, yes, I need money to pay my bills and support my family, right? I mean, we all do. But don't lead in with that. Don't look at somebody as like a commission check. Look at them as they are a human being who has needs, and are you the best to represent them to solve that? Because guess what? I get asked all the time, Mark, do you represent land? No, I don't. I mean, I don't do commercial. And because guess what? I know I'm not going to be able to give you the best service for a commercial building. So why would I want to do you a disservice just for a commission check? No, I'm out. Mm-hmm. Like, I know my role. I mean, and I stay within that. And I think that was something for me, you know, that I had to look at. You know, I read a quote. And it said, the sooner you are authentically you, the sooner the people looking for you will find you.
Wow. Love it.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that is where a lot of agents and a lot of people in life, they try to be maybe this person that they're not. And they're not, for me, like, I attract who I want to work with now. Like, they come to me because I don't have to like, what's the word? I don't have to like
be a chameleon.
Yeah. I don't have to be a chameleon. I don't have to like, I don't have to push myself onto people.
Yeah.
Right. Like I attract that now, which is exactly where you want in any business. Doesn't matter if it's real estate, lending, you know, if you own a grocery store or whatever, like, you want people to come to you. And that's what I always think, like, when I go on a listing appointment, I always think about this, and I don't think I've ever shared this with anybody, but I look at the Pepsi Center or the Ball Arena now, and I go, that's how many, if that arena is completely filled with, you know, 35,000 people, something like that, right? That's how many agents are in Colorado. And I think about a client or someone on the basketball floor or the ice. And out of everybody in that arena, they picked me. They had everybody they could have chosen, but they chose me. Like, now I have to go perform.
And live up to that.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's huge. Yep. And that's a responsibility you put on yourself, so that when you hold yourself to that level, then all these other things fall into place. Well, if I must live up to that, then I need to treat these people like humans and over deliver and provide this value. And doesn't matter the number of the listing, you know, 300 or 3 million, because, you know, the lifetime value of a customer, you might get 10, 300, you know, $1,000 listings versus one, 3 million. Well, you just had 10, you know, all these referrals and all these opportunities to overachieve and over deliver. And it just, like you said, don't look at the numbers, don't have commission breath, just handle your business, know what you know, can do. And when you get the question about the land, hey, no, you know what? I stay in my lane and I focus on this and this, but, you know, I've got a colleague of mine that I can refer you to that'll treat you really well for your land, your commercial. And people appreciate that. Yeah.
Nailed it. Yes. And a great colleague of mine told me once, they said, you know, cause I was trying to, like, I think as a new broker, you're trying to, like, oh, I can do this, I can do this, I'm going to, like, find my lane. Right. And for me, it was like, I deal with divorce, death, and traditionally, like, single moms. That was like my niche. Mm-hmm. And it still is. And she literally said, Mark, dig a deep ditch.
Yeah.
You don't need to go. You don't need to be this and this and this. Be you. Like, if that's who you are, be that and dig a deep ditch on it. And so, and that is exactly, you know, I'm a single dad. I have been since my daughter was 6 months old. I've been a single dad. And I know the struggles of being a single parent. I know that every dollar counts. I know that, you know, I mean, I know all of it, right? I know the joys and the heartbreaks, all of it. And so for me, like when I got that client, it was like, no. We're going to go as hard as we can. I'm going to negotiate the best deal because I know the difference between this deal is either feeding the family or not feeding the family for you.
Well, and what you're describing there is empathy. You know, you can resonate with that because you can empathize with them because that's, you've got those connections. And I think even, you know, just, I don't know, subconsciously or just like in your course of communicating, that comes across and they're like, you just get me. And you're like, yeah. So why do I need to go after whatever other kind of niche, first time home buyer or move up or move down or just you stay in your lane there and then it just flows. And like you said, you attract the people to you. I just think that everything we're talking about today just really screams your brand is you. You're unique and you're unique because you're doing the things that people care about and appreciate. So that's just spectacular. So thank you for bringing those points to our attention.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. My pleasure.
If someone is listening to this going, well, I want a little bit of that Jake Buzma magic, what's the best way they can learn more and then reach out and connect with you?
The Jake Buzma magic. Oh, my gosh.
You can have that one. You can take that. That's
a new motto.
I am totally going to steal that. No, I mean, they can reach out to me. I mean, however, whether it be cell phone, Instagram, Facebook, email. I'm sure you guys maybe share that stuff on here. I don't know, but I'm guessing so.
Yep. I'll put a link to your website in the show notes so then they can go right there and all of your contact info would be right on your website. I am confident.
I love it. Thank you, gentlemen.
Well, thank you so much. It really was a pleasure talking with you today, Mark.
Thank you. All right. You guys take care. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast. Brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group. To learn more about the topics mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.coloradorealestateleaders.com.